The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Well, Merry Christmas, a time of reflection as everyone scrambles to put together their best of lists. And this year especially, it's a time of new awakenings because somewhere between episodes 1 and 3, the force nodded off. But if you're really bound and determined to somehow mash up these two events, search YouTube for the Star Wars Holiday Special. Yes, Padawan, it actually happened a long time ago. 1978, to be exact. It came to pass between A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back, when George Lucas thought it would be a good idea to help the franchise's forward momentum along by creating a TV holiday special / variety show. Patience you must have, way worse it gets. Preempting both Wonder Woman and The Incredible Hulk, the special aired telling the harrowing tale of Han and Chewie racing to the Wookiee homeworld to join Chewie's parents and baby brother for Life Day. Naturally, the bad old Empire tries to scuttle these plans, and we're left for the duration of the painful exercise on Kashyyyk, the Wookiee homeworld, listening to Wookiee speak with no subtitles, which put me in the mind of walrus mating season. Speaking of mating, human shopkeeper Art Carney brings gifts for his favorite Wookiee family, including a softcore porn hologram for Dad featuring a seductive Diane Carroll, an interspecies gross-out that will haunt you by its mere suggestiveness. The show continues to spiral down a black hole of nonsense from there. I mean, who knew loyal Imperial commanders enjoyed Jefferson Starship videos? Harvey Korman slapsticks his best as a short-circuiting robot. And then came Maud. B. Arthur running the cantina where the band still only knows just that one tune. Edited together with the precision of a stormtrooper's aim, and you have a Star Wars experience that makes the prequels look like Gone with the Wind. The critics weren't kind, especially Carrie Fisher, who says she puts on her copy when it's time for everyone to leave the party. Nathan Rabin of AV Club summed it up this way. I'm not convinced this special wasn't ultimately written and directed by a sentient bag of cocaine. My name is Cal Coat. Let's use this opportunity for light, not the dark side. From our monthly Worldbeat Top 30 charts, these are the tracks that gave us the warm and fuzzies in 2015. As a matter of fact, let's set the Wayback Machine for Christmas 2014, when Mariachi El Bronx, inspired by California's drought, came up with this Mexi-pop classic. From the album 3, it's Wildfires, from Worldbeat Canada.
Still alive, A part of me has died. From ashes I will rise. A wildfire swept over me. A burning bright and out of control. A wildfire swept through me. A turning.
About that slow burn with Eric Ragu's bass line. and the beautiful Malian voice of Laye Kuwate and Ligweye, that is Eric Rigou group. Before that, Wildfires, Mariachi El Bronx. Both of those tracks were high on our top 30 list at the beginning of 2015. Moving along into the early spring, we met up with the Sway Machinery and My Dead Lover's Wedding from World Beat Canada. Our home base is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My Dead Lover's Wedding from the Sway Machinery from New York City and their album Purity and Danger. Start counting down to 2016, December 31st, at the Hilton Vancouver Metrotown. Vancouver's top DJs are spinning the best in top 40 Caribbean old school funk and Latin music. Looking ahead, join DJ Michael Lycock of Electropical fame and guest DJ Nils from Beats Without Borders on Saturday, January 16th for the 6th edition of World Beats Sessions, a night of global grooves designed for the dance floor at the Arts Club Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. The Revelers include founding members of the Red Stick Ramblers and the Pine Leaf Boys, unquestionably the two groups at the vanguard of the Louisiana cultural renaissance. They've joined together to form a Louisiana supergroup, which combines swamp pop, Cajun, country, blues, and zydeco. See them at the St. James Hall January 22nd. And Sunday, January 24th at the Waterfront Theater, Bia is a Brazilian singer and songwriter who incarnates what world artist is all about. Her voice, moves, charisma, and guitar playing are soulful and sensual. She's riding a wave to Vancouver accompanied by cellist Sheila Hannigan. As an opening, Bia will be in conversation with Vancouver-based actress and writer Carmen Aguirre. Both women share a similar story of moving around constantly with their parents, who were part of dissident movements, one in Chile, the other in Brazil. A unique occasion where the power of words and music will reveal itself, presented by Neo Geo Productions in collaboration with Caravan World Rhythms and the Vancouver Latin American Cultural Center. And that brings us up to about March, where we met the man of stone, Axel Kreiger, Hombre de Piedra, and a story about a caveman who finds himself in the 21st century. The title track is next on this edition of World Beat Canada. We make our home base in Vancouver at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. My name is Cal Coote.
Por el suelo rocoso de una caverna inmensa y ancestral. Las paredes de esta gruta tienen formas muy raras y además están completamente pintadas con animales, 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 animales. Es el zodíaco del hombre paleolítico, la negación del pensamiento monolítico. Constelaciones de mamuts y de bisontes, científicos desnudos mirando el horizonte. Sigo mi camino, voy explorando el terreno de esta cueva gigantesca. Estoy en el Pleistoceno. Lo que veo en este sueño despedaza mi memoria, refutando con violencia el concepto de prehistoria. El ritual del equinoccio se aproxima, es el momento en que la cueva se ilumina. Inmensas paredes de roca pintada, la bóveda celeste se halla aquí representada por el hombre de piedra. Ese fue y será tu mote. Hemos soltado la foto donde empuñas tu garrote. La prehistoria ya no existe, el libro se está escribiendo. De adelante para atrás, iluminando milenios. La negación del pensamiento monolítico. Constelaciones de mamuts y de bisontes, científicos desnudos mirando el horizonte. El ritual del equinoccio se aproxima, es el momento que la cueva se ilumina. Inmensas paredes de roca pintada, la bóveda celeste se halla aquí representada por el hombre de piedra. Ese fue y será tu mote. La foto donde empuñas tu garrote. La prehistoria ya no existe, el libro se está escribiendo. De adelante para atrás, iluminando milenios. Y en las
mandíbulas del tiempo. Crujen los días, crujen los días, y en la caverna de Lascó suenan eternas tus melodías. En las mandíbulas del tiempo, crujen los días, crujen los días, y en la caverna de Lascó suenan eternas tus melodías.
Future is long overdue, and it's waiting for you at World Beat Canada Radio.
Bye.
appointed by the Italian government, that is composer Ludovico Einaudi, who wanted to create a project that celebrated his home in southern Italy. And that is called Taranta, which is the traditional folk dance of southern Italy. It's, yeah, the dance of the spider. And that was put together with the help of a collective of awesome musicians, including, just to name one, Justin Adams helping out on guitar there. That should take us through to April. And as we move into late spring, early summer, we met up with a 9-piece Afrobeat band from Holland, of all places. They're called Jungle by Night. This is Attila from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
Jungle by Night, and their debut album is called The Hunt. That was Attila from World Beat Canada. Here's an idea. If you're ever wondering about some of the music that we play on this program, if you haven't caught the title, if you haven't caught the artist, doesn't matter. Just go to calcopyrite.com. That's calcopyrite.com. Or start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, and go to the blog. At the blog, you'll find playlists and links to all of the artists for every program that we've ever done. So there's a great archive there. It's a great resource to some of the best music from around our planet as we check out some of the best music from the year that was 2015. And in the late spring, early summer, as the sunshine started to warm us up, our thoughts turn to the tropics and the one drop beat of reggae. And that's when we found New Name, a new album by Jaw 9. Intentions is next. It's great to have you along on this very special episode of World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote.
Too many instances of deception, too many alibis and excuses, too many attempts to deny the abuses, too many reasons to complain, too many losses, too little gain. The very existence is a strain on the people. I know, 'cause I am woman, so I can see that life don't reside no harmony. And I sing 'cause I care, and wouldn't want anybody that I love to be circumstanced out of existence. Yes, I'm beginning to wonder about your attention. Where is it focusing? In what direction? Is your life force in execution? Forming opinions or finding solutions, declaring the victim, sharing the blame, representing the potential for change, but only in name. Then with taxation and oppression, put a strain on the people. I speak what I know. Words are reserved for the truth. Not perfect, but aware of the example I set for the youth. When I could have paved the way. Yes, I'm beginning to tire of all these expenses borne by the people, relegated to zinc fences, keeping the resources out of their reach, breeding frustration in the values you teach in the media every day. Then deny them a way to attain it, but force them to work and maintain it and not take their share. Then police force the fear into the brains of the people. I know from experience the system is flawed and unfair, so I live outside it as much as I possibly dare. And I sing for justice
hard, while those with the power keep the plenty for themselves. Meaningless competition for scarce resources in this material-driven world. Our children have no example of integrity and industry and love. And so for these atrocities against humanity, the perpetrators will have to pay.
Because
much as I possibly dare. And I sing for justice in a time when the people may be too distracted to even care. My voice will still be heard. My voice will still be heard.
Justin Adams earlier, Robert Plant's guitar playing sideman, and he was sitting in the producer's chair for that album called Alone by the Sub-Sahara Tuareg band called Terracaft, and that was Anna Bayou, the opening track to that fabulous new album. Late in the summer, this album came along and smacked us in our respective backsides with its in-your-face bass. They are from Puerto Rico originally, now residing in Miami. They're called Empresarios, and the new album is The Vibes. This is No Vamos a Parar. We're not done yet. Definitely one of the best of the year that was 2015. So groovy. Man, I love this album. It's called The Vibes from Empresarios. Highly recommend it. A big shout out to our subscribing stations across this nation and in the US. If you're downloading the show as a podcast, we welcome you as well. And you can do that through the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com or at roundhouseradio.com. That is our headquarters here in Vancouver. My name is Cal Coat. album dropped into our inbox in the late fall. It's called I Love You Madly, and yes, I'm pretty crazy about it. They're called Black Masala from Washington, D.C., and Bhangra Ramo. One more to go in our list of top world beat tracks for 2015. And curiously, it's from an album called 3 with the Roman numerals, which is exactly the way we started this process at the start of the hour with Mariachi El Bronx. Wildfires came from their album, also entitled 3, with Roman numerals. Ooh. Afrobeat Brazilian style, this is Bajiga 70M 100% 13. Wouldn't you know it, the last CD that I would be ripping the cellophane off of for 2015 turned out to be a double disc, also of Brazilian music. You'll find the review up at worldbeatcanada.com as our feature album because it is amazing. The group is called Cabruera. They're from northeastern Brazil. The album is called Colors of Brazil, And on the way out, we'll give you a taste. It's called Cena Violero. But our last word goes to Norman Vincent Peale, who said, "Christmas waves a magic wand over this world, and behold, everything is softer and more beautiful." I hope you see it that way. Happy holidays from World Beat Canada.
Flora, o vento que nos refresca, a terra onde a gente mora, fez quando achou que devia, desfaz quando achar que é hora. Na terra Deus nos empresta tudo pra gente viver, o ar que nós respiramos, água pra gente beber, e o povo ainda não sabe nem sequer agradecer. Foi Deus quem fez o pomar onde o canário faz festa, colocou o peixe no rio, pôs o pássaro na floresta. O homem desfruta disso, nem pra fiscalizar presta.
Communications.